Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapmiller, with you on this Monday, 18th day of December, 2017. And I've got Ron McDonald with us. Hello, Ron.
Hello, John. How you doing today?
It is nasty, gloomy, foggy, overcast, and everybody is in a bitchy mood down here in Texas. I almost said Florida.
What, is that because it's the happy season or what?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, to be honest with you. A couple of announcements here. If you have not heard, John Cottmeyer passed away. He was 83 years old. And, he died on December 13th.
Wow.
And he was one of those guys, of all the people in the industry, and that's the truth media I'm referring to, Cottmeyer is probably the closest to how I operate. And we had respect for each other. We both knew we had to do things our own way. And we have. At any rate, he's passed. Also, Vince Finelli's mother, 94-year-old Doe, she passed last Wednesday. 94 years old, and just a day before, she was helping with Christmas cards.
Wow.
I was up there a couple of weeks ago, and I was just sitting there just musing and looking around, and I looked over the table at her, and I thought, I wonder how many more Christmases she's going to have. And she didn't make it for this one. So,
well, that's a good age, though.
Well, it's I don't know if I want to hang around 94 years to keep doing and seeing what I'm doing. If my cheese hasn't totally slid off my cracker, this might be the way to go. I don't know. At any rate, yeah. I have. Did you read that email from?
Most of that, yes, and I got the flavor of it. Believe me.
Okay, and I've got Tom Lacavera online. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good, very good. How are you?
You sound better than. You sound better than Ron McDonald.
Well, I'm sorry, Ron.
I don't know what it is.
It's one heck of a phone you've got there.
It is. It is. It cost about $800, so yeah, it should work.
Well, yeah. Some things about the Bundy deal. We've got a guy, a special agent here from the Department of Interior, BLM. His name is, who's making all that noise? Okay. You still there?
I'm here.
Okay. This guy popped up and started to tell all. His name is Larry Wooten. He's a special agent, BLM. known as Clint. I don't know why they've named him that, but I could only imagine. Some very strange things. We have a Judge Navarro that made a statement to the jury, excused the jury, and said, you may not be called back. Tom, what's going on with the Bundy trial?
Well, it looks as though there's at least 7 Brady violations and several Giglio violations. I'd ask everybody to pull that up. I don't have the exact case law in front of me, but essentially what it means is that exculpatory evidence appears has been deliberately withheld from the defendants. There is a follow-up to this email that I believe you're going to share a little bit with the audience from Larry Wooten's supervisor/underling, which is a very strange situation. He was assigned as both, which I don't know how exactly that works, except to say that what we know of the BLM, it makes perfect sense. So anyway, that being said, there was a 3-page response from Kent Clayman, and it's 3 pages of smoke and mirrors. It doesn't address any of the allegations specifically, and more importantly, this email from Wooten makes some very serious allegations that he brought to their attention that was going to be a weakening of their case, a weakening of their credibility. And then, of course, we found out during the course of these trials that there were many, many bags of material right after this, the roundup, after I guess they let the cattle loose, of material that was shredded. I don't know about you, but Freedom of Information Act doesn't cover a bunch of trash once it's already in the dump. Fortunately, it was recovered from the dump. I don't know how that exactly happened. I'm still trying to get word on that. But it is absolutely, definitely shredded material from that operation. So there's direct, hard evidence that there was destruction of evidence, and you have the special agent in charge of the investigation saying that there was exculpatory evidence that was withheld from the defendants. I don't see how this case can proceed, and I think that's one of the reasons why they didn't call the jury back in, why they let them go, and why the judge said, we'll continue on the 20th if I even called the jury back. What I was told she said.
And that's in a couple of days. So we will, yes, we will know by Wednesday whether this Judge Navarro realizes that she is hip-deep in alligators and just dismisses the case.
That would be, and I believe that there was talk, and I don't have the exact wording, but I will probably later on tonight, but there was talk about, dismissing it. She had mentioned it. I forget her exact wording, so don't quote me on this exactly, but to the effect of that I don't believe that she's going to dismiss it in a way that will allow the prosecution to retry. So if she declares a mistrial, it'll have to be somehow with prejudice, and if she throws the case out, of course, it'll be the same because, there's evidence that cannot be retrieved, period.
Well, you and I were talking prior to the program today, mm-hmm. and this is out there in Jump Street for everybody to see. Uranium One deal. Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, receiving $145 million. Bill, I guess this was cocktail party throw-around money. He went to Russia, gave a speech. They gave him $500,000. I'm sure the Russians were just absolutely tickled to secure another uranium contract. The problem is that it was in and around the Bundy Ranch. Is that not correct, Tom?
It would appear so. I don't know if Gold Butte, I believe, was involved. And I would have loved to be a fly on the wall in the BLM office when Hillary Clinton lost the election. There had to have been a collective oh crap moment that occurred because at very least the Clintons would have protected these folks, just like we see Harry Reid has done continuously, and we know that Harry Reid and Rory Reid are knee deep in these contracts. So
Yeah, and, you know, and I want people to understand, Tom, that these contracts were written was over BLM land. I don't have the exact figure. It's over 100 ranchers that have been run out of that area. There is only one left, and that is the Bundys.
Right.
And the Bundy says, we're not going anywhere.
Right.
Now,
well, Wooten said that he didn't believe that the BLM in this case had law enforcement authority, and he went on to say how there was an agenda at play here, how the smearing of the Bundys and all of this. Well, so in this response letter, essentially, this Kent Clayman had, I guess, taken exception with Wooten's claim that they didn't have law enforcement authority, but he didn't address what would have lost them said authority, even if, let's take Article 1, Section...
You just winked out on me.
Let's say that the BLM, once you realize that inside these offices you have no more moo in 92, cattle free in 93, that has nothing to do with judges' orders. There's an agenda at play. So what I think Wooten was getting at was, like, this is supposed to be based on the letter of the law and rules, and he saw this smear, this agenda, attacking their faith. I mean, there's so many levels of malfeasance here that he just couldn't remain silent, thank God. You know, it just I just can't believe it. I mean, it's such a wonderful revelation in this case.
Well, and
you know, one of the things is the verbal foul abuse of the Bundys in this. You know,
yes.
How he explains it. That's incredible.
Yes. Yes. It's horrendous.
Well, and let me just read Larry Wooten, his subject matter and his issue here. He said, subject, disclosure and complaint narrative in regard to BLM, law enforcement supervisory misconduct and associated cover-ups, as well as potential unethical actions, malfeasance, misfeasance by the United States Attorney's Office, prosecutors from the District of Nevada, that being Las Vegas, in reference to the Clive and Bundy investigation. Issue, he says, as a U.S. Department of Interior Bureau of Land Management Office of Law Enforcement and Security, special agent and case agent, lead investigator for the Clive and Bundy 2014 Gold Butte Trespass Cattle Impound case out of the District of Nevada in Las Vegas, case 216 CR 00046-9MN. United States of America versus Clive and Bundy et al., just in case you want to look it up. I routinely observed, and the investigation revealed, a widespread pattern of bad judgment, lack of discipline, incredible bias, unprofessionalism, and misconduct, as well as the likely policy, ethical, and legal violations among senior and supervisory staff at the BLM's Office of Law Enforcement and Security. The investigation indicated that these issues amongst law enforcement supervisors in our agency made a mockery of our position and special trust and confidence, portrayed extreme unprofessional bias, adversely affected our agency's mission, and likely the trial regarding Clive and Bundy and his alleged co-conspirators, and ignored the letter and the intent of the law. The issues I uncovered, in my opinion, also likely put our agency and specific law enforcement supervisors in potential legal, civil, and administrative jeopardy. Geez. I mean, could you imagine those words coming out of James Comey's face about Hillary Clinton? You're not going to hear it. But here's a guy, and did anybody ask this guy, excuse me, Larry, why are you doing this?
I don't think anybody's gotten, well, nobody that I'm directly in contact with has been able to get that opportunity to do so. However, his record, I did see the other night, I don't have it in front of me, but this guy is a decorated law enforcement officer. This isn't just some guy, first of all, that they put as special agent in charge of the biggest operation in the Department of Interior's history. Okay, they don't just put any guy in that position to begin with. So he's got a good record. He's got commendations on his record. What he saw, and what I've kind of said was, they moved people into this operation that were order takers, like Dan Love, who had no problem and compunction about doing whatever it took to do whatever, and he saw the behavior of these people, and it repulsed him on a level that he felt compelled. He had no choice. He sided with the Constitution and the rule of law, and he had to do what he had to do. I admire him for that, very much so.
Well, you know, one of the things I'm walking away with is that here's one man, and he was relieved of that position, wasn't he, after the fact? And even though
I believe he
had,
was,
yeah. Even though he had no authority, he went and faced it and did it on his own, just like any American can do. But most of us sit back in our seats and hope someone else would take that position. My hat's off to this guy.
Yeah, hear, hear.
Well, I'm always a little bit suspicious when whistleblowers show up, and that is tempered with experience and judgment. I will continue to watch this thing that Mr. Wooten has just now created, which is nothing short of a maelstrom. And Tom, I was talking to you earlier, the DOJ right now is up to their eyeballs. I had asked you the question, why do you think Trump went and freed up millions of acres in Utah, but yet we've got the Nevada situation, we've got the ongoing Bundy trial. There is enough evidence that I have seen to yank in Harry Reid and his son, making deals off of public lands, existing contracts. You can't do that. I mean, who the hell does this guy think that he is, that he can do contracts for business off of the trust, supposedly, that the BLM is charged with protecting that federal land out there? The way I look at this, Tom, this was nothing to do with the keeping of anything. It wasn't for the protection of anything. It was to clear the way for the Uranium One deal, the solar deal that China had on the table. Somehow that got pulled. I have a funny feeling the Chinese got little cold Chinese feet and beat their feet out of town, because this is an explosive thing. Now, overall, let's gestalt this whole thing. Overall, the issue here is literally a range war. Whose land is this? And going back, Ron, you remember that the way this was first set up, that these lands were held in trust by the federal government. We're talking before Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Utah, before they were states. This was territories.
Yeah, yeah, these were public trusts held for the American people. Treaty of Guadalupe is one such trust. So, yeah, it didn't belong to the federal government.
It didn't belong to the federal government, but they created agencies to overlook and oversee this land. But the way I'm seeing this right now, I'm seeing it for what it is. This land was supposed to be ceded back, or the control of that land was supposed to be given over to the states once they became a state, once statehood was achieved. That didn't happen. So I'm watching Mr. Trump here roll in and cede back millions of acres back to the people in Utah, but I'm looking at Nevada going, wait a minute here. How many people have been run out? How many cattle ranchers? Tom, I the last number I heard, it was over 100.
Right. Well, there was 53 just in Clark County alone. And Cliven Bundy was the last man standing, and he just dug in his heels and he said, no, it's wrong. It's not constitutional. But they've engaged in economic terrorism via color of law. They harass you. They harangue you. They encroach upon you. As we saw with the Hammonds, they'll even burn the grass that you own, because people still don't understand grazing rights. It's like property rights. You just don't have the mineral rights. That's you can't dig down. You know, that other than that, you own the grass, you own it, it's property, it's and I people just, you know, have not been able to get their head around grazing rights are not, it's not land, public land that you're renting from somebody. The public owns the land underneath the grass, but that rancher owns the grass, and they think that they can just come in. That would be like, you know, you have private property in your house, you're already paying property taxes on it, and the federal government comes along and says, okay, well, we're going to appoint a grass inspecting agency, and we're going to...
Tom, hang on a second. I've got to take this break. All right.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear-thinking consensus or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive.
All right, we are back. Tom, do you think there'd be a problem with me posting this email?
No, please. As a matter of fact, you really don't even need to. If people know how to use Scribd, document service that
I'm going to have it posted.
Oh, go ahead.
Directly to our website, and I'm doing that right now.
Okay.
All right. And I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's public information, man. Get it out there.
Okay. He was talking to me. He was saying he could embed that, and that's fine. Mikey, here it comes. All right.
In all fairness, the response from, what's his name here, ASAC, Kent Clemen, I also sent that over to your email right as the show started. It's 3 pages, so out of, you know, fairness and transparency, I'd like to add that for anybody that would like to read that and have a chuckle.
All righty, and I'm not seeing this. Hold on here. Maybe this is it. response from BLM on Wooten's allegations.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a memorandum.
My curiosity is, will the court issue arrest warrants in this issue? Because there's certainly a lot of evidence and support that exculpatory evidence was denied the Bundys in this matter.
Yes, there's with Brady violations, I believe that, you know, if deliberate withholding. So the laws have been broken here. The question is, what prosecutor are you going to get that's going to be willing to take that leap? Now, of course, we have a lot better chance right now than we would have had Hillary gotten in. But you still have a lot of Obama-era holdovers that are all throughout the Department of Justice. So it really, this has become highly political. This isn't law enforcement. This is a political animal now. And it really has to do with who's going to win out in the long run, and what special interests, because we have special interests on both sides, the rhinos and the progressive left, who have interest in these lands and what goes on with them and where, how they can profit from them. So it really, it's the ball is seriously in President Trump's court here.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Well, surely.
Well, they've got a bunch of problems here. And like I said to you, Tom, the Department of Justice, the FBI right now, the CIA included, they're trying desperately to butt cover here. This is, and that's the only way, that's apropos, because that's exactly what's been going on. The trusted, invented, invincible FBI, of course, we have a little different perspective on them and their tactics.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, we've seen this with Randy Weaver, with Waco, with innumerable supposed investigations. Even Flight TWA, Flight 800, it turns out, and who the head boogeyman was on that one was none other than James Kellstrom, and this is the guy that was brought in to try to cover up Waco. And Kellstrom is just as guilty as anybody that would have set a charge, blown anything up. These people are in the business of making evidence go away and protecting their interest. And it's coming to a head rather quickly in Washington, D.C. The DOJ is in a lot of heat. So is the FBI. So is the CIA. As a matter of fact, Tom, a little off track here, but a couple of weeks ago, Donald Trump suggested that they just go ahead and privatize the CIA. Let that be a private company.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. This is why I said to you there's mixed messages coming out of Donald Trump. Now, I get it that a lot of people don't like them. They'll put out false narratives and stories to disenfranchise people. I get that. I would expect that of them. But Donald Trump, watching what he's been doing so far, I don't think the man has a handle on who really the enemy is.
Or he does, and he just doesn't know how. I mean, it's deeper than anything that he can accomplish without getting Kennedy'd.
Well, you know what? Yeah. That's part and parcel of the job. I hate to say this, but Donald Trump, if he has to go into an underground bunker with guards and aerial tactical defensive support, I don't give a damn what the man has to do. If he is all of that, then he needs to do it. He needs to address the American people directly, do it on a basis of Franklin Roosevelt used to do, the last time we found ourselves in kind of this chaotic financial situation. He thought it best to take his message for little fireside warm chats to the American people. Well, this is what Donald Trump needs to start doing.
Are there such a thing as fireside tweets?
Well, you know, using the available technology of today, Donald is big on the tweets, but I'm talking about regular mainstream, here's my face, here's my lips moving, and I'm speaking directly to you. A tweet or an email or anything does not convey the same.
No, I just couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sure he can't resist either. I wish somebody would break his fingers.
That's the problem.
Let's take a break here. Yeah. Tom LaCavera and also Ron McDonald. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
We are back. This is kind of interesting. It's not allowing me to send over Larry Wooten's complaint, if you will. No, it's okay. I got it covered. I'm going to send it a different way here. I'll get it to you.
I have it embedded at RTR Truth Media at blogspot.com. Just saying.
Did you get that? He's doing it right now. Okay, we'll have it posted.
Okay, he's got it.
We'll have it posted along with the BLM's response to this.
Excellent.
This is very, very interesting. You know, here's a case, and on top of all of this, Tom, what just happened out in Las Vegas a couple of months ago?
You mean the shooting?
Uh-huh. And then the FBI swoops in, takes control of the investigation.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Every damn one of those video cameras and recordings are gone. Every
Almost.
One of them.
Almost. Well, I saw a few of them that didn't fit with the narrative.
Well, I mean, these were privately recorded. I'm talking about the business establishments out there that run security cameras 24/7. This is what these guys do. You know, they're not in the business of giving money away. They're in the business of taking your money away. And they do everything that they can to protect their interest. When was the last time you checked into a Vegas hotel and they didn't do a towel count on you? Or if you're in a room that they don't do the inventory, they don't do the inventory on the refrigerator there for their overpriced little bottles of scotch or whiskey or $5 candy bars or whatever the case may be. They just don't like people walking away with stuff that they think that's theirs. So, I wonder how many FBI resignations we're going to see, because I don't believe everybody in the FBI, Tom, is a stinker and a traitor to his own country.
No, I don't believe so either.
Well, I wonder how many of them we're going to be seeing leaving the FBI offices in Washington, D.C., holding their nose and just quitting.
Well, you know, I spoke with a long time ago. I spoke with Ted Gunderson about that, and I asked him that same question. I spoke with Anthony Hilder about that too. I don't know if you remember him, but he's the one that helped produce a lot of Gunderson stuff. And they both said the same thing: is what it seems to be that they try and weed out the folks like Larry Wooten, and just get the Daniel Loves and the order takers that will take orders regardless. They have no ability to, I mean, any of those these agents out here, and this may have been an exception to the rule, I hate to say, but any of those agents out there, all of the ones that I tried speaking to and asking questions about their comprehension, their understanding about the Constitution and about how these agencies were formed, when they were formed, what jurisdiction that they're using. They didn't know any of those answers. You said, look, man, I'm just doing my job. They're order takers. This is the same thing that happened in Soviet Russia, same thing that happened in Nazi Germany. Look how it turned out for them. Just follow orders. See how it works out for you. But occasionally you have a man of integrity and conscience, and this is what it takes to fix it. If it can be fixed, this is what it takes to fix it, or the Larry Wootons of the world.
Well, but here again, as I said to you, Tom, this is a closed-looped system.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that if we had the watchers that were watching the situation, watching the FBI, watching the CIA, emanating out of the Department of Justice that's supposed to be politically blind to any sort of attachment to a political candidate or their theology, if you will, this is a closed loop system, and they do have this knack for protecting or at least limiting their exposures. You know, the Clinton Foundation, this goes to the root of the corruption in this country.
Yeah.
You know, we get $145 million payoff to the Clinton Foundation. Let me just say this, folks. You know, being accused is not the same thing as being indicted and found guilty. Why the Clintons worked on the Clinton Foundation for so many years and were doing so much good, why did she literally shut this damn thing down days after she lost the election? And I'll tell you why. That's a rhetorical question, because her cover is now gone. She has no more protection as being president or secretary of state or her hubby or anybody else. The Bushes are too damned old and they're gone. So we have this cabal that operated in synchronicity with each other for all of these years, and now that's out there in the wind.
Yeah. Well, you know, thinking about this critically, you know, I would like to believe that Donald Trump will do this and Donald Trump will do that, but understanding the office and understanding for all these years what's going on, it really kind of bothers me the connections that and the support that he lent Hillary. Did he not know how evil she was just, you know, a few years back?
Look, they were friends. They were, I know. They were friends. He was friends with George Soros through business deals.
Yeah.
You know, we have a guy that was pumping millions of dollars into this country to bring these factions and, you know, they're Antifa. No, they are fascist. And we have George Soros. Yeah. And if this isn't a case for the FBI, I don't know what is. He's pumping money into these radical groups doing looting and burning and shooting and, you know, a host of other things. And Trump has done nothing with him because he's a past business associate.
John, do you remember, I don't know, I think his name was Dodge, but do you remember the fellow that was tasked with investigating the tax-exempt foundations? He went to the Ford Foundation.
I do believe his name was Dodd.
Dodd, that's right.
Yes.
And he went in and he sat down with the fellow, I guess, in charge there at the Ford Foundation, and the guy basically disclosed to him that coming from the White House, and he said it in a way that it's not any one president, but it was like after and after, you know, one after the other, that it was the goal that they had to fuse the United States and the Soviet Union together in a partnership, and this had been going on for decades. And this guy just laid it out on the line with them like it was no big deal. The people that are the mindset that is behind this globalization, they're sold to this thing. They're ideologically locked, and they have billions of dollars that have been being pumped into this for decades.
Yeah, but I don't believe, and that was the and. You know how you control the opposition. You are the opposition.
Right.
And I'm not saying that Dodd was, but that might have been the plan of the day. And do I believe now that Russia is going to team up and they're going to be invading America? No, I don't. I do not. So, go ahead.
I beg to differ a little bit with you. What is exactly the Clinton Foundation, and what is the Clinton Foundation involvement with Russian uranium deals? I'm seeing echoes of that happen now. Maybe I'm wrong, but I mean,
well, you're just
not
jumping,
Trump,
you're just,
not so much Trump.
No, I just urge caution here, Tom, of just jumping on a different seat on that bandwagon. First, it was wielded against Trump because there was collusion. And now, evidently, there's just obstruction because somebody, a general, lied to the FBI. Well, I don't even know if he exactly lied. That was General Flynn.
Yeah, I know. That was a sin, what happened.
Well, and absolutely. I mean, you're witnessing people getting thrown under the bus. But I'm telling you, be careful of what grand conspiracy you adhere to, because I think this is straightforward. The dissolution of the United States. And as I told you earlier, the ball is now in their court. They can pull the trigger anytime they want. How can they do this? Well, you've seen the debt that this country has incurred. The entire economies of the world are on a daily TikTok, if you will. They could be here today and gone tomorrow. And this will have a domino effect around the world. The amount of debt that these private, industrious little middlemen profit makers have set up, it's a trap that there's no escape. And they have their finger on the trigger. When they decide to pull it, that's all that's wrote. The globalists themselves said repeatedly in many different writings, the United States has to fall in order for us to have our global union. You got a bunch of stiff-necked people that broke off from the king, decided to do things their own way, create their own government. Hell, they are stupid enough to put in bills of rights, not for the private citizen, but a checklist for the government. Here is your list of thou shalt not, under penalty of what? Okay? and this country has to go. This has been the aim of the globalists from day one. Do you think we're in a position to resist these people? The only way.
No, in fact, John, I remember just hearing a clip of the transportation secretary, and this is the one under Trump. The transportation secretary, Chow, I think her name is, talking about selling public assets to foreign corporations to raise the money to rebuild our infrastructure. Well, what good is it if we're selling it to foreign nations?
Well, and this is part and parcel. I mean, you can have a state border, or you can have a contract in commerce. Ron, any difference there to these globalists now?
No, but, you know, there is one thing that prevents all this from happening, and that is the people are well-armed in this country, and even though we know our military is, we have families who have people or members in the military. So there's a conflict yet. Yeah. Take the guns away from the people, and I guarantee you it will happen. They'll take this country over.
Well, and I was going to save this till next hour, but I'll do it now. How many people out there have told me throughout the years that they don't know what's going to go on here, but, you know, we might have to take part in a revolution to restore our constitutional republic? And what was their line in the sand? Well, I'll tell you what their line in the sand was. It was, when we see the blue beanies or the blue helmeted people in the streets of America, that's when we'll know the time is nigh. Well, okay, I want you people to understand what I'm about ready to tell you. And you'd better think about this very carefully. Because we all know Rahm Emanuel, he's been pretty silent. I thought this little creature would be all over the place, vocalizing and doing press conferences and making statements and tweeting like Donald Trump did. No, this guy has been silent the entire time as mayor of Chicago. Well, what Chicago is asking for right now, they're requesting UN troops in the streets of Chicago. I'm going to play a little clip here. I want you people to understand what this means. I've told you before, and I'm reminding you again, the Middle East, that was a peacekeeping operations. It didn't matter that Lithuania only had 10 troops. It was the essence of coalition troops in peacekeeping operations. That was a UN operation in the Middle East. Listen to this gobbledygook. And for you people out there that said, well, my line in the sand is here, well, you better take another look at your line in the sand, because it's already there.
Well, we're headed to the United Nations to meet with the Assistant Secretary General to talk about the violence in Chicago, the gun violence in particular, the bloodshed that's taken place in too many of our communities like Austin, West Garfield Park, North Lawndale, places like that, where we've just seen horrific levels of shootings and that sort of thing. And so I'm hoping to appeal to the UN to actually come to Chicago and meet with victims of violence and maybe even possibly help out in terms of peacekeeping efforts, because I think it's so critical for us to make sure that these neighborhoods are safe. Quite frankly, we fail the people of Chicago in many instances in these communities because we failed to protect them from the violence.
Now, you failed to use your God-given talents to have human beings being raised up in the cities of America, you asshat. And here is the solution. Well, Chicago is so far out of line, we've got to bring in the blue-helmeted peacekeepers.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Every time a black American gets shot by a cop, even though that we know the statistics are equal across the board as to whites and blacks, and they make such a big deal that it's a cop shooting a black guy. All the while, in these African-American neighborhoods, they're shooting each other at an astronomical rate. And these Democrats disarm these neighborhoods of all of the good folks that could, because they're the only ones that pay attention to the laws. Thus, this situation gets out of control. Doesn't this sound like Hegelian problem, creation, solution?
It absolutely is. And even Donald Trump said it. He said, look, the inner cities, he said, what the hell have you people been doing? What have you black mayors been doing to alleviate the suffering of the people in the neighborhoods in the cities across America? The short answer to that is nothing. All the Democrats were there to do is keep the purse strings, keep that purse open, strings attached from the federal government, but they were there to keep this in perpetuity. It wasn't to bring anybody out of the supposed ghettos and make them whole human beings so they can enjoy the life of Riley and the fruits of America, USA. That was not its intention.
No, I don't think the commissioner, who is commissioner of a county, has the authority as an ambassador to go to the UN to ask for help.
And neither did Trump bringing federal troops into Chicago.
And that's not really the point. They often use these lackeys as test subjects. They voice something. It goes out there and it echoes. And they test reactions. That's kind of what they did at Malheur.
Tom, over 20 years ago, I just related this story last week on air. That I actually, it was on C-SPAN. There was a press conference taking place. It was the Secretary of the Treasury, Vice President Al Gore. Janet Reno was there representing whatever the hell she represented. God Almighty. And the whole thing about this press conference was Chicago and the public housing, and they realized that there was a problem. Now, I'm talking better than 20 years ago. There was a problem with security, not only in the housing developments themselves, but they realized a lot of guns and drugs came from the surrounding community. So this,
and from the CIA.
Well, and this is what they said. And I'm watching this. I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see it myself. I'm watching this. And Al Gore pops out with a little plastic card the size of a credit card and says, this is what we're going to do about this situation. You're going to be issued a government ID, and you're going to be clean as a hound's tooth. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to buy or sell. But I'll give you the jaw dropper on the other side of this break. This was better than 20 years ago. Here again we go, Chicago 2.0.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones.
Well, the other, Lloyd Benson, by the way, was Treasury, the Secretary at the time. It was a very unique gathering of U.S. officials making this press conference. And they weren't there to take questions. They were there to just announce that, they were going to be doing this for security. They're going to be checking, they, honest to God, said they're going to be checking light bulbs and staircases in the public housing, but realizing that the guns and the drugs come from the surrounding communities, they were openly talking about blocking off, going block to block, searches and seizures.
Wow.
Now, this was over 20 years ago. This was 25 years ago. And I was just absolutely astounded. Now, here we go. You want to talk about the Mac Daddy of Hegelian dialectic, Tom? Here we go. And I've seen the videos. I've seen the testimonies of gangbangers that got the hell out of Chicago because they knew something was amiss. They were finding crates of weapons, brand new automatic weapons, in back alleys and convenient drops still wrapped in the government cosmoline.
Oh, you mean like ISIS was getting?
Yeah, like ISIS was getting, to exacerbate an already bad situation. But that's what they said, that they were considering doing the house-to-house searches and seizures. Now, what do you think the UN might possibly be doing if they're invited into Chicago? And he even alluded to it, possibly for peacekeeping operations. Now, let me remind folks that we have this little thing called the Constitution that forbade the United States government from using military forces on the streets of America. And I think we pretty much have the idea that everything has been militarized. The Fed even going into Chicago on an issue such as this is bad enough. This clown wants to go to the UN to bring him in to help with policing.
Hey, John, is Chicago one of the strong cities, the United Nations Strong Cities Network?
If it isn't, somebody screwed up.
Well, you know how we just assumed how this guy doesn't have the authority to really ask for the UN to do something. However, a little light bulb went off. I remember talking to Chris Ann Hall about the United Nations Strong Cities Network, which builds a legal framework for apparently for local politicians to be able to do that.
I would say probably in the affirmative, without doing the research on it, I would say that that's the case.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that for you.
Yeah, where's that authority come from?
Well, it's given. They make up the rules. They give themselves permission.
Yeah, the repeal of the Posse Comitatus Act.
That's exactly what it is. That was the big stink about the fusion centers, which you've heard nothing about since they were instituted. But they're still alive and well and kicking in every major city across this country. And that
I can tell you that by looking at my discovery.
Well, and exactly. And this is strictly against the Constitution. They pass it off, it's just information sharing with the local police. Really? Really? We're at a constitutional crisis in this country right now for a sundry different reasons. But it very well may be that we may see troops from the United Nations on the streets of America. And at that point in time, tell you what, me and a bunch of other people said, that's it, all bets are off. By the way, you're going to have Representative Shea from Washington on your program tonight, Tom?
Yes, sir. He's the one that did the presser on this. He released it out, by the way, via alternative media to Redoubt News, which we immediately reported on. And we reported on this situation before Reuters.
Well, they're just... They're just a fanciful group of gatekeepers. most of the good stuff that comes in through the teletype, as they used to say, ends up on the cutting room floor. All right, Tom Lacavera, thank you. I appreciate it. We'll see you
that
on
was
the air.
A pleasure.
We'll see you on the airwaves tonight, 9 p.m. Central Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting.
Thanks, John.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is